This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. President Trump touted his administration's work in Indian country during a press conference Thursday at the White House, announcing the repatriation of remains and cultural items from Finland. President Trump, in his remarks, committed to working with tribal leaders.
My administration is fighting for Native American communities. We made the largest investment in Indian country in the history of our country. We have $8 billion in CARES Act funds to protect Native American health. $8 billion, that's the largest amount of money ever spent on the Indian reservations. I created task forces on missing and murdered American Indians and protecting Native American children, and we're working on that very hard. Law enforcement is really working on it. We've made tremendous progress. It's a terrible situation, but we've made tremendous progress on that, and we're being thanked by a lot of people.
Trump was joined by Secretary of the Interior Department and Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs, Finnish ambassadors, and museum officials. On Sunday, a coalition of tribes in the Southwest welcomed home 20 human remains from Finland to Colorado, where they were taken from in the 1890s. On Thursday, members of the Congressional Native American Caucus introduced a bill to protect indigenous burial sites. The bill would amend the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act to increase penalties for those who steal sacred items and other cultural patrimony from tribal sites. It transfers NAGPRA's enforcement authority from the Fish and Wildlife Service to the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The bill also seeks to create a new section to protect tribal cultural information when deemed confidential to prohibit public disclosure. Representatives Deb Holland, Tom Cole, and Betty McCollum introduced the bill. As students return to college this fall, advocates for the nation's 37 tribal colleges and universities are calling on Congress for increased investment and support. Eric Gladys has more.
Cheryl Crazy Bull with the American Indian College Fund says tribal schools have been underfunded since they were created, and the pandemic has exposed a crippling digital divide that left many students behind.
People were unable to continue their education virtually because they didn't have internet access, they didn't have access to technology, to the equipment that was needed.
Tribal colleges and universities serve some 100,000 students in remote rural communities, mostly in the Midwest and Southwest, where some students hitchhike more than 40 miles just to get to class. TCUs typically do not receive funding from state and local governments or property taxes. Crazy Bull says more needs to be done to get assistance directly to students and points to research showing high rates of students struggling to meet their basic needs even before the pandemic.
But what we discovered through the survey was that 62% of our students indicated that they had been food insecure, which ranged from not having food to just worrying about food. And not surprisingly, that 69% of our students were housing insecure.
Crazy Bull says having a college degree or professional credential has become essential for landing jobs that pay a living wage. She adds that skills developed at TCUs also give graduates the tools they need to be entrepreneurial and boost social and economic development in their community.
Not only are you going to benefit economically, but your health is going to be better. You're more likely to be able to maintain a home, have adequate transportation, having the ability to take care of yourself and your family.
To address financial shortfalls, the American Indian College Fund and others are calling on Congress to set aside at least $40 million per year to help TCUs as part of a broader package of emergency support of at least $1 billion for all minority-serving institutions. I'm Eric Gladys.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.